As crews work to clean up overturned oil tanker cars and answer questions about the cause of Friday's train derailment in Mosier, Oregon, the Hood River community gathered to protest oil transport by rail. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more from Saturday's rally.
Drivers honked their horns in support of a large crowd that wielded signs at a demonstration organized by environmental groups. Revolution in this town, get up! Before the crowd marched through the streets, they listened to speeches from community leaders.
There are a lot of risks that we take in Mosier, that I've taken, that our family has taken.
Emily Reed is a Mosier City Council member. She believes transporting crude oil through the Columbia River Gorge is extremely dangerous. Her 8-year-old son, Gus, was among the elementary school students evacuated from Mosier Community School after the Union Pacific train derailed.
And the town itself could very well have been leveled.
Regna Merritt is the Healthy Climate Program Director for Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility.
Diesel particulate matter can kill, and this is the worst kind of particulate matter. It contains benzene, a known carcinogen, and toluene. The list goes on.
The majority of people who took part in the protest wore bright red T-shirts and carried handmade signs.
My sign here says, Wind, Solar, Electric Vehicles. I'm Eric Strid. I live in White Salmon, Washington, and I see an energy revolution, but it's being drowned out by incumbent industries.
My name is Charlene Imoda, and I live here in Hood River. I was walking along the trail by the train with my daughter, so thank God the derailment didn't happen when we were there.
I live just near Lyle in Quickitat County.
Okay, and tell me who you are?
Dave Berger.
Hey, Dave, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm an environmental activist. Really, when you think about patriotism, we can use American technology in a really patriotic way that creates a lot more jobs and creates a lot less danger for people.
And with that, Dave Berger fell in step with the rest of the crowd as they took off chanting and marching down the hill along one of Hood River's main streets. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.